Each week we like to find out exactly what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire District with Mayor Maurice Collison. Maurice, how you doing, mate?
Very well, thank you. How are you going?
Not too bad. Been very busy. The Merry War Driver Reviver, things are moving along nicely.
Yeah, good news out there. We expect to pour the slab next week for that, and then a couple of months after that we hope it'll be up and running and opened.
Yep.
And a great little bit of infrastructure for the Merry War community.
And all the people driving through Merry War, for that matter. Makes everybody safer, the whole community.
Very, very important. Very, very important. I travel a fair bit in my caravan and pull up whenever you can and have a yarn and have a cup of coffee.
Yep, that's true. Now, the delivery operations budget, what's happening there?
Yeah, that's out on exhibition now. It closes on the 28th of May. We have public meetings. I'll just go through those dates. In Scone on the 10th of May at 6 p.m. at the council chambers. Aberdeen on the 12th of May, 6 p.m. at the community hall. Cassilis on the 17th of May, starting at 5. Merriwall the same day on the 17th of May, starting at 7 at the School of Arts. Moonan Flat on the 18th of May, beginning at 6. And Murundi on the 19th of May, beginning also at 6 at the CWA rooms. A very busy time of the year, but this is the opportunity to come along and have your say and spear us in the right direction of where our money is going to be spent.
Goodness knows everybody's got an opinion out there.
Everyone's got an opinion, and this is the opportunity.
All righty. Now, last Saturday, you were up there for the opening of the refurbished Scone netball courts.
Yeah, it was very exciting. $500,000 spent on up there, and a great morning on Saturday morning to drive into the Willrose complex and see the playground equipment with the mums and dads having birthday parties, go to the netball court. There was colourful girls and mums and dads all excited about it, and across the other street, you know, the other park was soccer.
Yep.
Then you look across and there's hockey. It was all a buzz, and by all reports, everyone's very, very happy.
Oh, definitely. I spoke to Nat Smith. She's the president of the Scone Netball Association last Saturday on the sideline view, and they could not be more stoked with what's been done up there. You know, at the beginning of the year, they weren't certain, but now the future is secure for local netball.
Oh, look, definitely. And I mean, I must congratulate the netball committee of putting $60,000 towards that project.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big ask for a small town and a committee like Scone. $60,000 out of $500,000. Well done, committee, and congratulations.
And now last Saturday night, we had the Bengalla Scone Charity Rodeo. I popped in there to check it out. I don't think I've ever seen so many people at that location. That was a big event.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go, but all reports, a huge event, and a lot of good feedback again. There's some little teething things we can get better, but the only way we can do that is talk to the people that like the committees and try and just improve and get bigger and better.
Well, and you have an opportunity to see another great event there. Tomorrow night, it is the opening concert for the Scone Horse Festival. Shannon Noel, Dragon playing. Will you be at that one?
Yes, certainly going to that one, and encourage people to hop online and grab your tickets, because less the people will get disappointed towards the end when they get told no tickets.
Yeah, well, you don't have much longer, and tickets have been moving fairly quickly. So hurry up and go to the website. Check out on the Upper Hunter Shire Council Facebook page. Maurice Collison, as always, well, we'll see you tomorrow night at the concert, and thanks for joining us.
We will. Thank you very much.